This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Ram Navami festival being observed today. Coalition's election preparation and monitoring committee meeting at 4 p.m. today. And Imran Khan ousted as Pakistan's prime minister after losing a no-confidence vote. Now, the news in detail. Devotees are thronging the temples and shrines dedicated to the Hindu god Ram throughout the country since the morning today on the occasion of Ram Navami festival. Ram Navami festival is celebrated on Chaitra Shukla Navami, the ninth day of the bright half in the month of Chaitra as per the lunar calendar. Member Secretary of the Temple Management Committee at Sri Ramchandra Temple at Battisputali, Dr. Govinda Tandon, said Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Govinda Prasad Sarma Koirala, visited the temple to pay homage. Ram Navami festival is celebrated to commemorate the victory of truth over evil and to the memory of God Ram. The festival celebrates the descent of Vishnu as the Ram avatar through his birth to King Dasarath and Queen Kausalya in Ayodhya during the Treta Yuga. The day is marked by reading of Ram stories, including the epic Ramayana, which narrates the tale of Ram. The government has announced a public holiday today on the occasion. The historically famous and important Biska Jatra of Bhaktapur is starting today. The Biska Jatra, which begins in the arrival of the new year, begins this evening by pulling the chariot of Nakinju Ajima to Ghatka from the front of the Netapola temple in Taumadi and pulling the chariot of Bhairavnath. The Jatra is celebrated with much fanfare for 8 nights and 9 days. Before pulling the chariot, Bhairavnath is worshipped and the pilgrims pull the chariot with the help of ropes attached to the front and take it to their respective toll. The main attraction of the procession is pulling the chariot, which is also done in a competitive manner among the tolls or settlement blocks. There is a religious belief that watching the Biska Jatra destroys the enemy, so this Jatra is also called Shatruhanta Jatra. Meanwhile, Chief District Officer Rudra Devi Sharma said that a strategy has been prepared for after holding discussions with the stakeholders to complete the Jatra in dignified and timely manner. Metropolitan Police Chief Shivakumar Shrestha informed that 950 Nepal police and 400 armed police personnel will be mobilized for the Jatra. A meeting of the Election Preparation and Monitoring Committee of Ruling Coalition is being held at 4 p.m. today. The committee was formed under the leadership of Congress Senior Leader Ramchandra Paudil to coordinate with the upcoming local elections by the ruling coalition. Press coordinator of Nepali Congress leader Paudil, Chiranjeevi Adhikari, said the meeting will be held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar to discuss election coordination and its criteria. Nepal has won a bronze medal in the international boxing tournament held in Phuket of Thailand. Poonam Rawal was defeated by her competitor from the Philippines by 2-3 to sign off with a bronze in the 60kg women's category in Thailand Open International Boxing Tournament 2022. Rawal has been with Nepali Army for the past 8 years. The Philippine player also defeated her competitor from India in the final and clinched the gold. This is the first international award in boxing for Nepal since 2010. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Brief rain, thundershowers are possible at a few places in Province No. 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 16.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 28.5 degrees Celsius. At present, there is a general influence of local winds as well as westerly winds in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has been ousted from power after losing a no-confidence vote in his leadership. The vote was held past midnight after opposition parties brought a motion against him following days of drama. The motion was first brought against Mr. Khan last week, but he blocked it by dissolving the parliament. Sunday's vote took place after the country's Supreme Court ruled in favour of opposition parties and said that Mr. Khan had acted unconstitutionally. Mr. Khan is now the first Pakistani Prime Minister to be ousted by a no-confidence vote. Pakistan's parliament will meet to vote for the country's new leader on Monday. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called a federal election for May 21st. Mr. Morrison announced the date after talks with the Governor-General in the capital, Canberra. Mr. Morrison's ruling coalitions hold 76 seats in the House of Representatives, the minimum needed to retain power. Likewise, French voters are casting their ballots in the opening round of a presidential race that could become a cliffhanger. Emmanuel Macron has a fight on his hands from far-right challenger Marine Le Pen, who has been galvanized by a sleek election campaign. 49 million people are eligible to decide which two of 12 candidates should take part in the runoff vote. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he is committed to pressing for peace as he renewed his plea for countries to send more weapons ahead of an expected surge in fighting in countries east. He made the comments in an interview with the Associated Press a day after at least 52 people were killed in a strike on a train station in eastern city of Kramatorsk. Likewise, Finland is preparing for a potentially historic decision before midsummer on whether to apply to join NATO as a deterrent against Russian aggression. The Nordic nation of 5.5 million people has traditionally been militarily non-aligned, in part to avoid provoking its eastern neighbor with which it shares a 1,300-kilometer-long border. But according to a series of polls, Russians' invasion of Ukraine on February 24 saw public support for joining NATO double from 30% to 60%. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ram Navami Festival being observed today. Coalition's Election Preparation and Monitoring Committee meeting at 4 p.m. today. And Imran Khan ousted as Pakistan's Prime Minister after losing a no-confidence vote. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.